Welcome to MLB from CDA Baseball. I'm your host, James Morris, and we're going to do some more predictions, some NL East predictions on record standings and all that fun stuff. First of all, I'm going to do my gradings on the NL East on how each team, I grade each team and how good they are. The Braves, I rated B+, so they got a decent grading as well because you got Max Fried in your... in your starting rotation. Also, you know, they won the World Series last year. Eddie Rosario is coming back from a good year. Even though Freddie Freeman's gone, you got Matt Olson back. Or not back, but you got Matt Olson out of Freddie Freeman. I believe you guys did anyway. But the Phillies rated B+ as well. You guys added a lot of, like, players over the offseason. You guys have Bryce Harper to help you. You got Kyle Schwarber. You guys look pretty solid going into the season. And then the Mets, I gave them A+. And we're going to talk about them the most here right now because I think this is an interesting team to watch. So these are the players that they got. They got Chris Bassitt over the season. I believe they got Robinson Cano, or whatever you want to come this year. They got Eduardo Escobar this year, Max Scherzer this year, Starling Marte this year. They got a lot of, solid players. I'm looking at the lineup. It's actually not as good as I thought, honestly. Trevor Williams, but he's not a very solid pitcher. I actually rated them A+, but I'm not a fan of this, starting nine. So Pete Alonso, I guess he's a good player. He's at first. Then you got, Robinson Cano at second, Francisco Lindor at short, probably JD Davis at third. So, that's decent. I was thinking better. Mark Canha, I guess he's a good player at left field, so that's pretty good. You got in center field, probably Brandon Nimmo. I like him, but I feel like you could get more out of him than Donovan McSmith and Wright. That's honestly a pretty solid lineup, but you only got Jacob DeGrom, Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer are amazing starters. Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer are both hurt, and they're both on the same team, and they're probably going to be out for at least a month so far this year. And they both get hurt a lot, but they're easily the best pitchers in the MLB. So if those two can stay healthy, they will be a great team. But I just think it's crazy you got Jacob DeGrom and Max Scherzer on the same team. And I think Trevor Williams can start as well, and then David Peterson too. So if those guys can stay healthy, you guys will be a playoff World Series contending team, definitely. But I gave you guys an A+. I'm leaning toward A- a little bit. But oh, I got then a Chris Bassitt starting pitcher as well. But now ahead to the Marlins. Actually, the Mets are playing the Marlins in spring training as of right now. But the Marlins are rated B-, and I really like the Marlins. I've always liked the Marlins. I think they can be really good. But let's just look on who they've got over the offseason. They've got the catcher. Jacob Stallings, there we go. You got Joey Wendell, who can play third and a little bit of right. You got Trevor Rogers, who was almost a good Rookie of the Year candidate last year. Evasil Garcia, one of the Brewers' better players in right. I really like Jazz Chisholm. I think he'll be very good this year. And Brian Anderson can hit a little well. I think the Marlins did amazing job with how little money they have. I think this is the best you can get out of a team that's a low-market team. That you got Garrett Cooper, Ivasil Garcia, Jacob Stallings, Jesus Aguilar, Sandy Alcantara, Pablo Lopez, Joey Wendell. For how little money they have, this is an excellent lineup. And a B- is probably the least I could do. I think Marlins will surprise some teams. I think a lot of people think the Marlins aren't very good. But honestly, I think they could be pretty good this year. And then lastly, I rated the Nationals. I rated them a D+. I'm really not leaning that way anymore because I'm looking at their roster right now. Their roster is actually a lot better than I thought, at least a lot better than I remember. But I still don't think I might give them a C-. I don't know if D is right. But you do have Josh Bell, Juan Soto, Nelson Cruz, Sean Doolittle. Yeah, that's about it. Patrick Corbin. Kelbert Uriz is a decent player. And then if Strasburg can stay healthy again this year, he can be good. So, this is an okay roster. You only got, if Strasburg is good, he can be really good. And then Patrick Corbin and Josiah Gray, those are good players. And Luis Garcia, he can play well too. But they got a decent lineup. Josh Bell can always hit. He's almost always bats after Juan Soto. And I remember the Reds playing them when I was watching the game. Juan Soto hit the ball. And then, like, and it was like one guy hit, I think they got two guys on base. And Juan Soto and Josh Bell were up. And I'm like, okay, these are guaranteed base hits. And every single time, and both of them went 3-for-3 in some of those games. And those two, if you put them right behind each other, they can be very good. And so that's what they did. The Nationals can be good. I don't know if they will this year. I'm not a big fan of the Nationals. But here's what I rated them with records and position ranks and standings. So first, I rated the Mets. The Mets were first place. That's what I gave them. I gave them 97 wins. I don't know if 97 wins... I'm probably leaning toward like 94 now. Honestly, I think they'll definitely hit 90 wins. But why did I pick that? Honestly, I think it's because of your starting rotation. You got Pete Alonso home run derby. This isn't a starting rotation, but Pete Alonso home run derby winner two times in a row, guaranteed to hit 30 home runs at least almost every year. He's maybe not doesn't hit for average, but he can hit the ball really well. But Mark Canha. Great pitcher, but okay, let's look at the starting rotation. Chris Bassett, I know it's just well. First, Jacob DeGrom. He's probably your best pitcher. Maybe not even arguably. Jacob DeGrom is probably the best pitcher in MLB if he can stay healthy. So Jacob DeGrom is an amazing, very good player. I think that's what the Mets like. If the Mets, even when the Mets were bad, they had him and they were almost they're good. So Jacob DeGrom probably the first pitcher in your starting rotation. Then you got Max Scherzer in the same lineup, in the same starting rotation there. Max Scherzer is a very solid pitcher too. I think he was third or even second in Cy Young candidates last year. Max Scherzer was an amazing player for the Dodgers, the Nationals last year. I don't think he had a single year that he had even a 4 ERA. He's been a very good pitcher his entire career. And then Chris Bassett, also former Athletics pitcher. He's very solid. I think he can... He got a liner to the head one time off a batter, and so that was always that's scary. But he bounced back from it, and he actually has been pitching the ball really well. Looking at stats right now, he was 12-4 with 3.15 ERA last year, so that's pretty good. With the A's, he used to be with the White Sox, you see, but he's honestly a pretty good pitcher. I think he can't pitch very far in innings most of the time. But he can pitch very well, and I expect 12 wins out of Chris Bassett if Jacob DeGrom can stay healthy, up to 20 probably. Same thing with Scherzer. That's about it for starting rotation. That's why I rated you guys first place with 97 wins and 65 losses for the New York Mets. And second place, I rated the Braves, 88 and 74. I don't know what I think about this. I think I like it just because they, so this is what happened. So Freddie Freeman evidently, I guess, didn't want to go to the Braves because he didn't like how the Braves were giving him. They didn't like what they were, he didn't like the Braves were offering him. The Braves offered him a $152 million contract. And I don't know why I said no. There's some bad blood going on with the Braves and Freddie Freeman, but he ended up, the Braves offered him a $155 million contract. And Freddie Freeman got a contract for $152 million to the Dodgers. So I don't know what happened there. It would be really good to have Freddie Freeman back. But the Braves rebounced, found a good player to have, and got Matt Olson, a home run derby candidate of numerous all-star player. Matt Olson, he's very good. I think I had him hitting 40 home runs next year. That's my prediction. But the last year he hit 39, and he batted 271, 153 hits. He's a very good player. I really like Matt Olson. His swing's a little wonky, but he had 111 RBIs, so you can never go wrong with that. And I think that's great. I think, and then Ronald Acuña Jr. Is back as well. I think he can be he will be really good, no doubt. And all you guys know, I really like Austin Riley. I think he's the most underrated player of all time. And I had Austin Riley hitting 40 home runs as well, winning the MVP for 2022. I think Austin Riley will be amazing. and I think he'll surprise. I don't think he'll surprise, but I think he'll hit 40 home runs and bat 300 this year with ease. I think Austin Riley's solid, but let's look at the lineup. Acuna in right, Albies at second. Ozzy Albies is a great player as well. Orlando Arcia, I don't think he'll start, but a good player. They got William Contreras, Wilson Contreras' brother for the Cubs. Travis d'Arnaud at catcher. They also got one other catcher. They got, I guess not. I thought they had another catcher. But you got Max Fried, Adam Duvall, Alex Dickerson, Kenley Jansen. Now they add to the lineup Colin McHugh, probably one of the best relief pitchers in MLB right now. Will Smith, another good one. And then I love really like Dansby Swanson. He's a shortstop, and he'll be really good too. And then Halskar Yanoa hit the Grand Slam as a relief pitcher. So that was really crazy. But that's a pretty good lineup. I even am leaning toward 89 wins for the Braves because that roster looks pretty good, especially after winning a World Series. And then I had third place, the Phillies, with 86 wins and 76 losses. Phillies are a team that I can't even tell if they're going to be really, really good or really, really bad. I mean, I think at the least they're going to hit 70 wins. But I'm going to talk about this player first, Alec Bohm. I'm really high on Alec Bohm, but evidently I guess the Phillies aren't. I think Alec Bohm is an amazing player, but they've optioned him lots. They've sent him down a ton. I don't know what they're thinking with him. I'm not a Phillies fan, so maybe there's an actual reason. But yes, he only batted 247 with 7 home runs and a negative 1.4 WAR, so that's not good. But honestly, I like Alec Bohm. I mean, he plays decent defense, but in 2021 he played 115 games. So I feel like if you keep him on the roster, he'll get used to that soon. 47 RBIs, struck out a lot, but he'll get used to it. He was actually rookie of the year last year in 2020, so that's probably why I've heard of him. But I really like what I see from him. And then you see from the he plays third base, by the way. In the outfield, Nick Castellanos, Kyle Schwarber, and Bryce Harper. And the MLB, that's probably the best outfield right there. You cannot go wrong with any of those guys. I'm not a fan of Castellanos, and yes, I am a Reds fan. But I didn't really like what I saw from Castellanos in the past month and a half. He broke his thumb or something like that, and ever since, he did not play well at all. So I'm really hoping, if you're a Phillies fan, he'll bounce back from the month and a half, regain his swing form and look good. And Kyle Schwarber's a difficult player to talk about. One year, he's horrible. One year, he's the MVP. It's strange. So Kyle Schwarber is, last year, phenomenal. He was an amazing player last year. And that's pretty much all I got to say. I think he even had some MVP votes. He batted 266 with 32 home runs. He got hurt. He's an all-star. He got hurt, and if he didn't get hurt, I think he easily could have been the MVP winner. He's a very good player. He got hurt. He hit, 10 home runs in, 20 games or something like that. It was amazing. And Kyle Schwarber's a pretty good player. I guess he can also catch a little bit. I don't think that, but he played first base in the playoffs, which is a little weird, but anyway. Then you also got Bryce Harper, who won the MVP last year off good statistics, but I think Austin Riley had a little better. Juan Soto probably had better statistics too. But Bryce Harper, great player. I think he'll really provide you guys. I think he'll have 35 home runs, maybe bat 300. So he's good. Rhys Hossin's at first base. He was in a home run derby a couple times, and he's a good player. And then you also got, a pretty good relief. This is starting Zach Wheeler and Aaron Nola. That's a really good lineup, a really good starting pitching. And then Corey Knebel can start, but he's a relief pitcher. Kyle Gibson is a good pitcher. But this is a pretty good, that's honestly pretty good. So if you ever want to put your pitchers deep in innings, the Phillies are the way to go. That's what you need. They have good relief pitching and a decent offense. So now, the team that I like the most in the NL East is the Marlins. I think the Marlins are going to be better than the record I have. I have them 83 and 79. The only reason I have them that low is because their entire lineup is very, very young, besides Jacob Stallings and Joey Wendell. Everyone else is very young. I guess Jesus Aguilar is young, too. Their youngest guy is 21. Is that what I'm reading here? 20, 21 or 22. And yes, they do have a 32-year-old on the team. No, they have a 34-year-old. He's not super good, but they got lots of young talent. They probably average their age between 21 and 24 years old. So I guess it's a little younger than normal, not overly young. But you guys will be very good soon. You guys will surprise some teams. Maybe I think you guys surprise teams this year because I really like teams that don't have a lot of money don't like to contend because they need to keep their money for better players in the future. But the Marlins really want to be good this year. They're really trying to get good players to be a playoff contending team this year. And I think they would if they weren't arguably in the harshest division of baseball, the NL East, where you got the Mets, Braves, and Phillies you can contend with. Maybe the Nationals, that kind of depends on their pitching. But anyway, I think the Marlins, I don't think this year's their year, but they got one. Oh, they got, I guess, I forgot, they got Jorge Soler in the outfield too. So they got a decent lineup, but they got the best, they got the best youngest pitching. So what's Sandy Alcantara, something like that. He's a phenomenal pitcher. Doesn't have great stats yet. He's already putting up a little bit of good numbers. He's just very young. He's only 25. And then also another one, Pablo Lopez. He's 26, so maybe not super young, but he's a very good strikeout pitcher and he's very solid. And then Trevor Rogers, who's 24, almost won the Rookie of the Year last year, a solid lefty who has a really good changeup and is 6'5". He can pitch as well, very well. Sixto Sanchez, I like what I see from him. I think he'll be really good as the year goes on. I think he'll start out slow and then get really good. That's about it for the Marlins. I got them 83 wins. I think they'll hit 85 maybe if they go on a streak. And then last, I got the Nationals, 69 wins and 93 losses. And honestly, I'm starting to change my mind. I'm looking at their roster right now, and honestly, they actually have a pretty decent lineup. Actually, Juan Soto just hit a home run as of like right now.
Being able to use it effectively and execute it, because it's one of the harder pitches to learn in general. And
go ahead, call it, Chuck.
Nah, we don't want to call that one. It's not what you want to see. But that guy's good. I think that's pretty well established. That guy's pretty good.
And unfortunately, you guys have to face him quite a bit.
Yeah, well, someone's got to. We just happen to be in his division. There's lots of those guys.
So Juan Soto, solid player. And then Josh Bell, another good player, actually hit a 3-run home run here today as well.
The 2-2. Swinging a long drive left field for Bell. This one back. The wind will not knock it down. It is gone. It clears the grassy berm for a 3-run home run. Josh Bell's first of the spring gets the Nationals on the board. It's now St. Louis 13 and the Nationals 3.
I guess they were losing that game, but they still played well for the most part. And then this player I'm the most skeptical on, Patrick Corbin. Yes, he did have 6 strikeouts today, and we're going to listen on that right now. But my computer is frozen right now. But I like Patrick Corbin. I think he's either really good. He's either going to be really good or really bad. So it kind of depends on sometimes he's good, sometimes he's bad. So it really just depends. But the Nationals have a pretty good lineup. They got Nelson Cruz added to their lineup. Juan Soto, I think he should have won the MVP. Let's look at the roster. So Patrick Corbin, Nelson Cruz, Sean Doolittle, Juan Soto, Luis Garcia, Josiah Gray, Cesar Hernandez, Patrick Murphy, Tanner Rainey, Stephen Strasburg, and Riley Adams and Ahiro Andreanza are all players, and Josh Bell, all players that stand out to me. I would say only 3 players have a chance, maybe 2 players that have a chance of being an All-Star next year. I don't really think that's quite true, but obviously the Nationals, their entire team is a veteran team. I mean, Nelson Cruz is 41 for crying out loud. Sean Doolittle is 36. They're a very old team. This is a very old team. Juan Soto's only 23, so I can't imagine how good Juan Soto is going to be. But you got an old team, pretty much all veterans, and that can be good sometimes, and that can be really bad sometimes. It's purely just how the year goes on and how their schedule is. But I think they might hit 70 wins. I have them here being 69 and 93. I think they could probably get more wins than that. But I don't know. Tell me what you guys think about him. I think the Nationals can surprise some teams. But I think my NL East is decent. The record's probably going to be perfect, but they're decent. And real fast, the Nationals' spring training record is 2-10, just FYI. But so let me recap on the NL East for the records and standings and all that. First place, the New York Mets being 97-65. So the only reason I picked that is because they're starting rotation and Lindor and Alonso and Canha. And then second place, Braves being 88-74. I like that because they got Matt Olson and they really want to be good and be another contending team. And I got third, Phillies being 86-76. I got that because their outfield is probably the best in the outfield. Although the outfielder players will probably hit 300 with 20 home runs. So that's what you want to see from them. I picked the Marlins fourth place being 83-79. What I like from them is their young, very young talent. I think they'll be really good, really, really good in a couple of years. The Nationals last, what I like to see about out of them is they get tons of veterans, and I think those veterans can be good if they want to. And I think Patrick Corbin can be good. He's always been good. He just has his losses. He has a lot of wins and a lot of losses. So if he can just make that a little bit better, the pitching is the main thing for the Nationals. Their hitting will cover itself. But that's about it. Thank you for listening to MLB from CDA Baseball. Take some more listens. I'm going to do the NL West hopefully on Wednesday. Just because I'm going to be doing that with someone. And probably do the American League tomorrow or something like that. Thank you for listening, and take some other listens.